place, living address, where you are living, when you are standing, where you are inhabiting, these are maqam. Then what? Did it change a little bit now? Means you are the resident of Canada. You are Muqim of Canada. Right? And you are the king. That's your maqam. That's your level. And iqame means starting the prayer. Because qiyam means standing up, means revolution. All the revolutions are qiyam, because you stand up for something. That's what qiyam is, revolting. Qiyam, yes, what you stand for, that's maqam, what you stand for. So you see, you could have a very passionate heart, good for you, but we are looking for someone who is standing for the truth, who is standing for Allah. That's the better one.
With the word identity?
Identity? No, identity is huviyat. Have you heard that? Who? The smallest name of God is the essence of identity. That's identity. No. Maqam is
status.
The degree.
Status.
Satu?
Status.
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 Your status within an order.
Status, yes. Status is maqam.
Qiyamah.
Qiyamah is standing up. Yes, and Qiyamah is the judgment day.
Is it also a musical term?
Pardon me?
Is it also a musical term?
Yes. But Qiyamah is judgment day. Maqam, yes, it's some pieces of the melody.
I think it's a beautiful mode.
Yes, something like mode. But the best is Qiyamah, judgment day. Because what is the judgment day? When you are asked to stand up and be counted, that's Qiyamah. And the main thing that a Muslim knows about Qiyam, that's the beginning of the prayer. So there are a lot of explanation in case of you cannot stand up, because you have to start to stand up your prayer, your namaz. Okay? Before everything, you should stand up. Then if you're sick, you cannot stand up, blah, blah, blah. It's not really that standing up. You are standing up to what? To announce that you are a believer. That's what the prayer is. So that's qiyam. It's a very good complicated word. It's lovely. I love this extension of Arab language to Persian, because it will give you a lot of nourishment for your imagination to go wild.
Every single plight thereof greater than the horizons, and greater than the hope and greed of the longing lover. When Umar found the stranger in appearance a friend, he found his soul seeking the mysteries. The sheikh was adept and the disciple eager. The man was quick and the beast belonged to the royal court. That spiritual guide perceived that he possessed guidance. Possessed the capacity for receiving guidance. He sowed the good seed in the good soil.
Any question? Was so simple, and Rumi was talking to you. Remember, there was no Omar and the messenger. Rumi was talking to you. What did he say? He said, huh, if you want to go through this process I'm talking about, if you want to be this God, you have to be like this. Because this is how it happens. Sheikh will look at you, and Sheikh should see a really a seeker with good appetite. Then, of course, he will throw the seed in you. This is how it will happen. Now, alhamdulillah, it happened. Now let's see how do you act.
How the ambassador of Rum questioned the commander of the faithful, may God be well pleased with him. The man said to him, O commander of the faithful, how did the spirit come to the earth from above?
You will answer that. How the spirit, the essence, came to this form? How the essence will come to exist? In this universe, I know the form, and I'm a scientist, I'm coming from European culture, okay? And I don't know how this essence you're talking about will happen. This is the first question, right? Listen to the answer to this. This is the question that this guy will put in front, because this is the first question. How? Then why? Okay, now how? He would ask, how? You are Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are the king of the believers, or thing like that. Tell me, how did it happen? How the spirit came down here on the earth? Yes?
How did the infinite bird go into the cage? He replied, God recited spells and incantations over the spirit. When he recites spells over the non-existences which have no eye or ear, they begin to stir. Because of his spells, the non-existences at that very moment are dancing joyously into existence. When, again, he recited a spell over the existent, at his word, the existent marched post-haste into non-existence. He spoke into the ear of the rose and made it laughing. He spoke to the stone and made it a cornelian of the mind.
Okay. Did it clarify everything for you? Do not laugh. This is not a joking matter. This is very serious. Because this is your answer. It's in a spell. Period. And he will explain a lot of different spells that you don't get it. Let's say you are the scientist one, right? And you ask, how the essence of the spirit happened to go in me? You say, that's a spell. First of all, how do things come out of non-existence? And how the thing that exists will go out of existence? Huh? And why the flower will make you smile? And why a piece of stone called jade is worthy? Why? When you answered all this, each of you who are really believing in science, write down an essay, bring me the reasons for this, then I'll tell you exactly how the spirit came into my body. Means, look at you. You are pretending that everything could be explained. Let me show you that everything is not explainable. Almost nothing is explainable. Because first of all, what is existence? Whatever exists has been here forever. Or it had happened. How did it happen? Why did it happen? You tell me. You believe in Big Bang, don't you? I'm sorry, you have to, because that's the best we have. There is no better yet. Okay, you believe in Big Bang. And I say, okay, how did it happen?